We're going to stick with Gaelic games and, I suppose, talk about some of the big stories with Martin McHugh once again. Coming up, we'll look at the structure for next year and the changes that they made. Are they a good idea? Are they not? But, Martin, what about the All-Ireland final yesterday? Dublin hotly tipped to win a sixth in a row. The greatest team ever to play Gaelic football. They've now got their six in a row. And even when Mayo, I suppose, were going good, particularly in the first half, you still had this feeling, Martin, that there was more in Dublin and that they were never, ever going to lose the game.
Yeah, definitely, Oisin. You know, looking at it, you felt that they were never going to lose it. And I mean, we talked about the throw-in and getting the goal right away in the throw-in. And when they get that chance for a goal, they go for it. You know, you don't get inside the 14 or 13 metre line that often in modern Gaelic football with the way teams play now. When you get in there, you have to get the goal. And James McCarthy, you know, putting Aidan O'Shea to midfield was a good idea from Mayo's point of view of the throw-in. But when he didn't win the throw-in, he hadn't the legs to stay with McCarthy. And when McCarthy could play the 1-2 and into Dean Rock, and he doesn't miss, and he just, you know, that was a big score. That goal was always there, you know, because we look at it when they went 8 points, was it 1-3 up Mayo? Yeah. That would have been normally, if they hadn't conceded that goal, to be 8 points at three. So that's how important the throw-in was. But yeah, definitely Dublin.
And then the second goal came then.
Yeah, and the second goal where they went a high ball into Aidan O'Shea from young Owen McLaughlin, the wing back, and kicked it in high and was cut out and went up the field. And then it was his man Scully that got inside. McLaughlin's man Scully got inside and again laid across and palmed in there by Conor Callan. But that's what they'll do. They'll punish you when they get the chance. I mean, but Joe, yeah, you've said it there, Oisin. I mean, they've been the greatest team we've ever seen. Stephen Clarkson's lifted seven. Brian Cullen lifted the first, and he's lifted everyone off that. So he's lifted seven. Sam McGuire's team. Yeah. I mean, that's a record. What a record in itself. And the quality player that did a change of management. Jim Gavin just went, moved away. We didn't see him on a Sunday game or see him in a paper newspaper. He just moved on and let Desi Farrell come in and do his own job and he introduced players. And maybe, you know, we look at it that Mannion and Howard had big games and they came off the bench this night. Now, Howard has been an all-star this last 3 years, and Mannion has 2 years and they couldn't make the team.
Costa only came on the sub, but you
players like that, they're making all-stars. You see, this is what you'd be building your team around. And Howard, you know, give them a good kick up the backside, because when they came on, Howard had a brilliant game when he came on, and it gave them fair play to Mayo. They worked really well on the kickouts, on the Dublin kickouts, and Howard was the big option when he came in. They started hitting him. Just O'Callaghan, there one hit before that, and maybe Fenton. But when Howard came in, to give them another option of the kickouts would made a difference. But if you've that quality to come off the bench, makes a difference. You know, you have to give Mayo credit. They've been knocking on the door around, and it's just a very, very unfortunate that they've come up against the greatest team we've seen playing Gaelic football. And just it made the difference with the subs and everything else, and conceding the goals at the time. But they battled very, very hard, Mayo. You have to give them credit. But it's hard to see that team winning in All-Ireland now, because you feel, I know they'll keep coming back and everything else, but the, you know, Higgins and Colin Boyle didn't come off the bench last night, so he must be, they're gone, their legs are gone. And you look at the likes of, you know, Killian O'Connor, Aidan O'Shea, these players, you know, Lee Keegan, they've a lot of football played and everything else, so it's going to be difficult for them. But look at it was enjoyable enough All-Ireland final, in fairness. But look at Dublin, and you look at it, who's going to beat them? I think somebody said
what's the impact of this, Martin, now for the rest of the country? Because we've seen the reaction on social media afterwards, and basically the rest of the country says this is not good. This is not good for football. Donegal are a dominant force, and these boys could end up winning 10, 11, 12 All-Irelands, given the conveyor belt that they have and the size of the panel, apparently, that's reported to be training in Dublin with players that would walk on to any other inter-county team in the country. So what can the rest of the country do here, Martin?
Well, Gary Duffy's just have to tell me that Robbie McDade's mum and dad are both from Donegal, and you know, that I'm just saying that, you know, the amount of people that's going from other counties into Dublin as well, and they're involved in clubs in Dublin, big time, as they say in Dublin, the culture's gone in there and everything else. But you look at it, he hasn't made at least 28. Suppose we had him in Donegal, we'd have him in from about 17 or 18.
But he only got in there because Jack McCaffrey pulled
him. Exactly, and he's 28 years of age, and that's what they have, and they've buttons of talent coming through. Now Clarkson, will they replace Clarkson and everything else? That'll be a big thing. I think we have to just enjoy them. Enjoy what they're about. Kerry were coming up hammering teams away back, and we weren't talking about splitting Kerry anyway. Now the funding is a problem that we'd look at. It was important because the population in Dublin, we wanted Gaelic football strong in Dublin and everything else, and the funding went in at that stage. But I don't think they need funding anymore. I think we should look at, you know, trying to help out other counties make a difference. But look at, they will be beaten, but you know, I think it's great to watch them. They really saved Gaelic football, as I told you last day. I thought that they made a big difference, and they produced some quality footballers. And it's hard to believe that Brian Fenton started playing in 2015 and has never never been beaten at a championship match. That's the level of that. But I think people, I know people are on about and everything else, but I think we have to enjoy them and enjoy what they're about. And let's try to get there. The likes of, you know, big populations in Meath and Kildare and them counties, well, I mean, we look at every county. You only have to get 30 players, and each county gets 30 players. Now, professionally, you have to give your life to compete with them and everything else. But they're the standard bearers, I suppose, and we look at it that they're the team we all have to, you know, get after and get there and look forward to next
year. Does Desi Farrell deserve more credit for this one than he's getting, Martin? Because obviously, everybody was talking, he inherited Jim Gavin's team. But he came in and he stamped his own authority on it because he made changes. Now, if Dublin were beat yesterday, they would have been talking different about Desi Farrell today. Does he deserve more credit now, what, nearly 24 hours on from winning an All-Ireland his first year that he's guided this team to?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know,
because there was probably more pressure on him yesterday than probably anybody else. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and we're claiming him in Kilcare because he's from Crove and Kilcare, Desi, and so, you know, we know he's a first cousin of Seamus Coleman. But yeah, listen, you know, the big thing he deserves. Yeah. We talk about the likes of Mickey Hart and Jack O'Connor were the only two managers up to yesterday that had won minor, under 21 and senior. Now Desi Farrell has joined that. He's achieved that there. Now Jim Gavin did win under 21 and senior, but I mean, it's a big achievement, and he was a brilliant footballer himself, and he's a very cool customer and everything else about him. But you have to give him a lot of credit because that was a lot of pressure. He was coming under, you know, a team that won five in a row. There was only, you know, you had, as you said, won it again to be proven right. And I mean, he did change it. And, you know, as he said, there were players maybe he came back that weren't in good enough shape after lockdown and he left them off and everything else and it didn't matter. And, you know, that's the way it is. He didn't go on reputations or names. He picked the team that he felt was right and he got his side right. And I mean, they won by 5 points last night. The biggest one they had was against Tyrone in what, 17 or 18? Was it 18? The one by 6 points, so big achievement, and you know, it's a new voice, new everything else, did help them and everything else. And as you said, he stamped his authority on it. But there's some of them unbelievable footballers, yeah. Kilkenny, O'Callaghan, Rock, Fenton, James McCarthy. You name off the top, but they're all fabulous footballers, and they know, you know, they take the right options on the field, and that's the difference. I mean, you take Donegal, the stats I was told yesterday about Donegal, Cavan. Now, not taken away from Cavan, 32 times Donegal were turned over against Cavan. We work on this, and that's what happened. You look at Dublin, they normally take the right option, they keep the possession, they do the right things, and they don't carry the ball in the tackle and don't get turned over. And it's a simple thing, but that's so important. We saw it here today, you know, how important it is to have possession of the ball.
Yeah, and they make it look so simple, so they do, Martin. They never panicked yesterday when Mayo were getting on top of things and the game. They never panicked. They just kept going at the pace that they were used to do, and they knew further down the line in that game that given the amount of energy that Mayo had used up that it was gonna affect them.
Yeah,
further in the second half. Is that fair enough?
And that's the way we knew that they weren't going to keep it up, Mayo. You felt that they weren't going to be able to keep up what they were at. And as I said, the players from off the bench, and everybody knew watching it, the players themselves, the Dublin players knew, look, we're just going to, you know, at some stage take over here. And, you know, they always, as I said, took the right option. The goals made a difference. And, you know, the way they go four or five points up. It's a wee bit like Donegal were back in the past when they went a couple of points up. You just knew. Teams even were telling me, other teams in Ulster, saying, you won't beat them because they know how to hold the ball, they know how to keep possession of the ball, and they do the right things, and they draw you out, and that's what they're about, Dublin. I remember before they played Tyrone, and they were worried about the defence of football, and I was chatting to a boy in a hotel in Wicklow, and he said he got a phone call from the Dublin management team, and this was about a week or so, 2 weeks before they played Tyrone, and they had the team down training 1 week, and the management team came, and at 10 o'clock in the morning the Dublin management team, we know now, I think Desi Farrell, somebody says 28 or 29 of a background team, but they went into that room at 10 o'clock in the morning in that hotel, the manager said they took in the dinner to them food, and they never left at 7 o'clock in the evening, and it was all about tactics. They were playing Tyrone and they were working out, that was under Jim Gavin, working out how they were going to work this year. The other thing they asked him was, could he put the same bounce on the football field as was in Croke Park? No wonder teams want them out of Croke Park. But that was the two things he told me, and I couldn't believe it. They wanted the same bounce of the ball. It wasn't Croke Park on the place where they would maybe go to this hotel for a couple of nights away, and they were doing the training and everything else. Well, so that's professional.
That's what wins you all Ireland's, Martin.
Exactly,
Ocean, and obviously Dublin are going to be favourites for the Sam Maguire once again, going for seven in a row next year.